This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How could we not begin the day by talking about creepy Joe Biden? Yes, indeed. Joey Fingers, I like to call him. He's in big trouble. That's right, he is. Tara Reid will be back in the news. So will Hunter Biden.
Goldfinger.
That's right, Goldfinger Joe.
He's the man.
This reminds you... Take you back a few years, remember? The man with the Midas touch?
A spider's touch.
Joe Fingers does not have the Midas touch. We know that.
A cold finger.
Cold. Good choice, guys. I like this.
His web of sin.
Don't go in.
Oh,
yeah, he sneaks up behind you. And... What's that, Shirley Bassey? It's a little bit of history repeating.
Oh. From Mr. Goldfinger.
The big band. I love the big band sound.
Beware of this heart of gold.
His heart of gold? Cold heart. Joey Fingers. So, here's what's funny about it. People were looking for ideas for a Biden TV show. And it was the funniest Twitter thread I've seen in ages. I'll give you an example. Here's one. How to recognize stranger danger. A PSA. Maybe they can do that one on, like, the PBS channel. And let kids know, if you see Uncle Joey come up, how to recognize stranger danger. Here's one that's a reference to Touched by an Angel. You remember that show? Very popular show. Ironically, had a dude who was a pedophile on it, the father on that show. His career ended over this. Anyway, they called it Touched by a Vice President. Most of the people that were sort of not criticized, but having fun with this topic. It was started by Terrence Williams, the black dude that does the videos on Twitter. And, he's the one that started the thread. I thought it was hysterical. But I want to go back to Goldfinger a bit. Good catch, guys, because I call Joe Biden. I call him Creepy Joe. I call him Creepy Sleepy Joe. I call him Captain Demento. But I call him Joey Fingers. All because of the Tara Reid thing. Joey Fingers. Yeah, you got to see Joey Fingers. If you want to be a senator, you got to see Joey Fingers. And hey, I just want to tell you, if you got an old lady, Joey Fingers, you'll know how he got his reputation. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Lord. Joe TV show. Joe TV. When I saw this trend, I went... Surely Joe Biden is not flirting with the idea of having a TV show. Tell me this isn't the case, because I will watch it. I would pay Amazon, Hulu, Guru, you name it, Roku. I will pay all of them to see Joe Biden do a TV show. That would be hilarious reality TV. In fact, they should call it Hilarity, and Hillary could be his sidekick. Wow. So anyway, this trend, it cracked me up. Some of them are funny. Some of them are thought-provoking. You know, in many ways, because they fit what's going on. Like this one, Who's Joe? I mean, think about that. Who's Joe? It could be like, you know, who's your daddy? It could be all kinds of things like, hey, you want to meet and get to know Joe? Everyday Joe? Or, as this person was obviously meaning, is like, Joe Biden doing a show called, I'm doing a show. But and it's about Joe Biden, but who's Joe, right? The dementia. And which brings me to the next one. Dude, Where's My Mind? Which, by the way, that was a movie dude, where's my car? But just it, I mean, think about all the titles that you could think of for Joe Biden. Dude, where's my mind? And here's one that talks about, I think the people were trying to be funny, but it wasn't very funny. Documentary, The Sad Reality of Dementia. That's what they would call Joe Biden's show. This one may be the top one that I saw. I swear, get ready to have a chuckle, okay? This one was called Attack of the Lying Dog-Faced Pony Soldiers. That's not just a chuckle. That one elicits a good hearty belly laugh. Attack of the Lying Dog-Faced Pony Soldiers. Wow. I mean, when I think about that statement, where does that come from? Please, somebody call the Kevin Jackson Show. Let me know. Leave me a message. Send me an email. I don't care how you... Tell me what a dog-faced pony soldier is. In any context. I'm curious. I know a lot of stuff, but I don't know that one. Well, how about this one? What was I saying? God, that dude... How many times have you watched Joe Biden literally just go, that thing, the Constitution, First Amendment talks about, free, what it is, free something, it's that stuff. And it should be normal things that I know, look, we all have memory farts. We forget stuff. We walk into rooms and forget what we went in there for. You've been doing it for decades, so don't pretend. We all have dementia of sorts, because there are things you just don't remember. People, Kevin, do you remember that? No, I really don't remember that. But Joe Biden's got it bad. How about this one? Groping with Grandpa. That's interesting. Ooh, here's a bad one. Pedo the Clown Sniff Hour. That's just mean. How about this one? My family is killing me. That's sad. That's kind of cruel. Because, I mean, he loses his son. As they said in Dewey Cox, the good one died. That would be Bo. The good son died. If you haven't seen the movie Dewey Cox, you might not understand why I'm laughing. But that is funny. The good son died. He left him Bo. So his family's killing him. How about this one? I'm the best they got. I like that one. Oh, here's one that's kind of a take from Pit Bulls and Parolees. It's Pit Bulls and Senior Enrollees. How about Sleepy Time with Joe? To Catch a Predator. Ooh, that's a good one. I like that. No Country for Old Pervs. That's a movie, but I get it. Who Wants to Be a Rape Victim? Yikes! Ooh! Hey, we got a lot to talk about today. I can't wait to share it with you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Ouch! Joe Biden TV show. You people went bananas on Twitter over that. Jeez Louise! Who wants to be a rape victim? This almost got the game show appeal, right? Who wants to be a millionaire? Remember when Regis Philbin did that show? Who wants to be a rape victim? Joe Biden says, step on up, young lady. Step on up. How old are you? 14. Perfect! Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Let me tell you, look, I get it. Kevin, we shouldn't be talking about this. This is offensive to people, blah, blah, blah. First of all, I don't care. Secondly, if the left, if Tara Reid had accused Donald Trump of everything that she's accused Joe Biden of, it would be all over the news. I just want you to understand, you are in a PR battle with the left, and you better get on the page. You better start fighting. Anyway, they were doing TV shows of Joe Biden. Who Wants to Be a Rape Victim was one, of course, a takeoff of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, because I guess if you were a rape victim of Joe Biden, you would probably get paid off. Lord knows if you're a rape victim of the members of Congress, you get paid off. How much did we pay? $17 million? That nobody will expose who got paid and why they got paid and who the accusations were against? It's our money. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in on this or leave me a message about it. I don't care. Here was one, a TV show for Joe Biden, Brain Dead. Yeah, I remember the movie Brainstorm. Do you remember that with Christopher Walken? Where they could read your thoughts. Can you imagine reading Joe Biden's thoughts? Brain Dead? How about this one? Simple title, but you'll get it. Gaff. I love this one. This one's a really clever dude because it alludes back to Joe not being able to finish even basic thoughts. The show would be called Gone with the thing. It was the bipartisan bill that if Mary had had the Twilight Zone was a mistake. And wait, what was I saying? I got lost. I love that one. Anyway, hey, you have the opportunity to work with Joe Biden if you want. Are you aware of this? Yeah. The good find. I love when my producers find me cool stuff. So you can work for Joe Biden. You can work for free for Joe Biden. You could be somebody. You have potential. You have potential. Oh, boy. You can make some calls for Joe. Do you want to make some calls for Joe Biden? Joe Biden is recruiting phone. Hello, my name is Peggy. Would you vote for Joe Biden? I can see Rashish in India. Hello, I'm calling from Pennsylvania on behalf of Joe Biden. Please vote for Joe. Do you like to vote for Joe? Joe is a good guy. Vote for Joe. Joe is a good person. He maybe Joe hired the Russians. You will vote for Joe. Joe, very good guy. He's a good person. Loves, can really hold his vodka. Joe is good. He is, last time he was in Moscow with me and Natasha, we went for a drink. Vodka, Joe held his own. He's a good person. Oh my gosh. We making phone calls for Joe. I can hardly wait. Before you say no, conservatives, listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Understand, you get to make calls for Joe Biden. You get to tell people what you think of Joe Biden. I'm not even kidding. HTTP, go to joebiden.com, make-calls-for-Joe. joebiden.com/make-calls-for-Joe. Make calls for Joe. Just put a dash between every word. That'll make it easy. Yeah. Here's what it has on the site. Use the links below to register for a call shift or make calls immediately to help our campaign. And here's where they want you to help make the calls. They want you to make calls in Georgia. They want you to make calls in Hawaii. They want you to make calls in Nebraska, and they want you to make calls in Ohio. And here's what they're asking for. They're saying, call primary voters. Primary voters. So, I'm going to be honest. I don't know exactly what that means, because I guess it varies state to state, but here's kind of what it means to me. Call primary voters. These are people that have voted for Joe Biden, right? So, I get it. So he's saying call primary voters that voted for other people like Buttigieg and Warren and others, and maybe the Bernie people, and get them to shore up the vote for Joe Biden. Here's what I really found interesting, most interesting about this list, though. And let me give it to you again. It was Georgia, Hawaii, Nebraska, and Ohio. Hawaii is a crazy Democrat. It is heavy Democrat. It's got a Japanese lady, Ono. Wasn't she married to one of the Beatles? Yoko Ono or Ono and Fuso or something. Anyway, that lady, the little crazy Japanese chick, Hawaiian girl. Why would Joe be looking for Hawaii? Should be a lock. It should be a lock. I don't understand Ohio. It's a total battleground state. I don't understand Nebraska. I don't know. I have to look at the numbers and see. But here's my question about this thing. How many people do you think signed up to make calls for Joe? I don't have an answer. I'm asking you, how many people do you think signed up? How many young college kids went, you know, I just got to make calls for Joe, and I'm going to go at it. And the reason why I bring this up is I compare it to my oldest son, who was at Wharton when Obama was running. And he and I talked, and he told me, he goes, "Dad, it's crazy what's happening with Obama." He goes, "College kids," he's talking about just Wharton, but he goes, "Kids all over this campus are jazzed over this dude." And I was like, "Really?" He goes, "I've never seen anything like this." He goes, "There's a level of..." I remember having a conversation and going, "We're done. We cannot beat Barack Obama." Not with that. I'm just curious. I want to know, what do you think? How many people do you think are going to sign up for this? Maybe Tara Reid could get signed up for this. I'm going to be talking about old Joe and Tara here in the next hour. Joey Fingers, whoo, he's got a mountain to climb, I'm going to tell you this. But so if he can get, look, I don't, why did they choose these? He's saying, "Let's come call anywhere, help us out," right? And he's begging for this. I haven't seen a single Trump, and I'm just trying to keep this in perspective. I'm active in politics. Now, I've had people say, "Kevin, can you help me find fundraise, you know, people that are willing to donate? We can get you into certain events." And I always tell them, I'm like, "Dude, I can get into the event. No offense, I don't have to go raise $45,000 to go get into the event, but I'm willing to help you find some people that will, you know, willing to take a look at stuff." So, yeah, I get a cause, but nobody said, "Kevin, will you phone bank?" Now, I'm not saying that it isn't happening. I'm sure there are people out there phone banking and there's organizers, but this looks like a desperation move to me. Will you make calls for Joe? Please help Joe! We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is set to vote on Thursday on a $500 billion spending bill that will give coronavirus relief to small businesses, hospitals, and local and state governments. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says we do have to start pumping the brakes, though, on considering another stimulus package.
I think it's also time to begin to think about the amount of debt that we're adding to our country and the future impact of that. But until we can begin to open up the economy, we can't spend enough money to solve the problem.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says China's government did not reveal the full extent of the initial coronavirus outbreak in a timely fashion. Pompeo telling reporters that China had a responsibility to issue a thorough and candid alert to the World Health Organization. And you're listening to USA Radio News. An earthquake strikes in Southern California, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Parts of Southern California rattled overnight by a magnitude 3.7 earthquake that struck Los Angeles County. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake, originally reported as a magnitude 3.8, struck at about midnight Pacific time in the View Park Windsor Hills area near Inglewood, about 10 miles from downtown L.A. Although there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti did tweet that the fire department had been activated to conduct its routine surveys of the city to assess any damages from the quake.
Foodborne illness outbreaks will cost Chipotle a lot of money. The fast food chain has agreed to pay $25 million for the outbreak that happened between 2015 and 2018. Chipotle's CEO says the settlement shows how seriously they take food safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joey Fingers. Joe Biden got a mountain to climb. He's begging people, please help me. Make some phone calls, please. And, you know, here's what's interesting about what's happening here. I'm going to give you guys a trend, okay? Because you know I love trends. I love educating you about what to look for that you may not look for. And here's what you can look for. People are laughing about the quarantine. They're laughing about the number of people who've been killed. I mean, I've seen man eaten by shark. CNN shows a clip, man eaten by shark dies of coronavirus, right? Man shot 33 times in Chicago dies of coronavirus. Man run over by, you know, forklift, dies of coronavirus. I mean, and on. So you're joking about it. You get it. When comedy comes into the mainstream about something that you're hearing about, you're toast. Comedy is entered mainstream for Joe Biden. Put anything up of Joe Biden, I swear to you, as my uncle would say, I swear for God, you're going to get something that references Joe Biden's dementia. His, as they like to call it, diminished capacity. It is now infused in the mainstream. This is why I keep telling you guys, don't sweat this. And by the way, if Joe Biden were fully competent, if he were the best Joe Biden he could be, he couldn't beat Donald Trump. So does that give you any more? Are you feeling better now? You listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. You're like, Kev, you make me feel good, baby. You make me feel good. Well, I'm trying to make you feel good, but I'm also being a realist. If I thought Joe Biden could beat Trump, I would tell you. I would go, you know, he's formidable. He's got amazing policies. He's really a centrist. He knows how to balance himself between. And by the way, maybe he'd be a good candidate if he were anything close to that. I was having this discussion about Dan Crenshaw with a buddy of mine. Dan is a great, I'm telling you, Navy SEAL, eye patch dude. If Dan becomes a solid conservative, I'm for him. But Dan, here's what he always says. He goes, look, the Democrats, I'm not saying the Democrats are wrong, but, you know, he makes his point. And maybe that's a good way to balance things, to make the Democrats feel like you're listening to them. But sometimes the Democrats are flatly wrong. Like he goes, you know, I'm not saying the Democrats are hoping bad things happen during the time of the virus. That, are you out of your freaking mind? I'm not saying he said that. But I'm saying if he, using the Dan Crenshaw way of going after things, that's what he would say. Sometimes, well, you know, I'm not accusing Democrats of trying to profiteer on, or trying to infuse other legislation into the bill for funding under the coronavirus or whatever. Yeah, you could. You can accuse them of that because they've done it. That's what they do. But Daniel, he's too, you know, I'm not gonna go pick a fight. And I'm going, look, dude, I get it. There are times where you want to appear, oh, we're moderate on this. When it's time to save people's livelihoods and things like that, call people what they are. That's Trump's success. And that's why, as much as I like Dan, I mean, I know the guy. And I have an affinity for Navy SEALs, particularly those that end up in harm's way, like him. Loses an eye. I've got many of them that I've trained. I mean, most of them come back, they're good. They're good to go. A lot of them come back, they're good to go. And most of the guys I know are good to go. But there are some. Jay Redmond. Jay's had 40-something surgeries now, you know? I have a special place for him because, you know, having trained him and worked out with him and worked with him, I know that warrior mentality, and I know what Dan Crenshaw possesses. But it bugs me sometimes. Anyway, Joey Fingers. Mountain to climb. He's now that he's, of course, the new champion of the Democratic Party, the party of lynching of Negroes. So, you know, Captain Demento, who's planning on mounting a good offense against President Trump, has got a lot of work to do. And I'm just looking at the numbers here. I'm looking at the numbers. Throughout the entirety of the 2020 campaign, President Trump has been a fundraising juggernaut. And he's done it without even trying. And the advantage that we have as Republicans that support the president is there is no nomination process. He's it. He tweeted out just the other day, thank you again. He says 96% Republican approval. Thank you again. So he's not taking anything for granted. Donald Trump appreciates us, and he wants us to help him get reelected. Trump is just being Trump. But now Democrats, they slugged it out. Slugged it out with each other. At one point, Crooked Joe, Joey Fingers, looked like he was done, and he should have been done. I mean, there's no way Biden was supposed to make it, and that's why I predicted that he wouldn't. And, you know, who knows? I'm still not officially wrong. Okay, we'll hold that out. But I'm conceding that it doesn't look good for me, but that's okay. Because I said earlier, in the one to another show, I said, you'd be crazy to pick Biden. But Democrats are crazy. I'll get it out. Don't worry about it. Democrats are crazy. So if they want him, they will pick him, and they did. It circled back around. But these other worthless Democratic candidates essentially gave it to him. They folded one by one like lawn chairs. They spent a lot of money in order to circle back to Sleepy Creepy Joe. And I estimated that they spent $1 billion in the primary. Get this. What's his face? Bloomberg, I heard, I don't know if this is true, you can look it up for yourself, but I saw this. They said Bloomberg in 4 months spent $1.2 billion by himself. We know Tom Steyer burned up, threw away, dynamited, over $200 million. So between those two, $1.4 billion. That does not include the mega millions raised by Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris. I mean, some of the other ones were lesser players. Pete Buttigieg, they all raised a lot of money, and it just got burned. So Democrats are broke. And I talked about this recently. I said, if you do the math, in the month of March, Team Trump raised more money. They raised $218 million than the Democrats did in the previous 2 months. And Donald Trump did this during a pandemic. He couldn't get out and rally. This is when people were supposed to be sitting on their money. But they came out in droves. But the problem is worse for the Democrats because they said this. A joint committee could be a boost for the DNC because while it has raised over $115 million in the 2020 election cycle, the organization only has $14 million on hand, and its last FEC filing shows that the committee is $6 million in debt. $6 million in debt. They got no loot. Now, I talked about this the other day. All that money raised, nothing left to spend because they fought each other. And I even quipped that if you can't run your own business, and make it profitable, how are you going to run the country? You think Joey Fingers is going to do it? Captain Demento? You think that Biden has the capacity, the mental capacity, to run the largest corporation ever known to man, and that would be the federal government? You must be out of your mind. Anyway, they wrote about this. Biden is behind the eight ball. According to the New York Times, Biden begins the general election $187 million behind President Trump. Now, elections aren't won and lost by money. Don't rest on your laurels there. Hillary Clinton spent twice as much as Trump, and she lost. So I'm not telling you, oh, Trump, you know, he's got insurmountable because he's got the most money. Who had the most money in the primaries? Yeah, exactly. Bloomberg. Bloomberg spends $1.2 billion to lose. In 4 months, he spent that much. This is a guy that wanted to be president, and he just burned $1.2 billion. Then he wants to be president. So it isn't about money. But if it, I mean, so what? It doesn't help that Joe Biden is $187 million behind Trump. They said the party could raise almost $1 million every day between now and November, and they would still barely catch up to what Trump and the Republican Party had in the bank at the start of April, let alone what Mr. Trump will have by Election Day. New fundraising figures released Monday show the depth of the financial hole in which Mr. Biden finds himself at the start of the general election. The presumptive Democratic nominee and his party are nearly $187 million behind, blah, 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 blah. Okay. But let me remind you of something. It happened on January the 20th of 2017. You probably didn't pay much attention, but it was a big deal. And if you, in case you are astute and you know exactly what that day was, that was the day that President Trump actually became president. President-elect Trump became president on that day. And he did something miraculous that's now paying dividends. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle? Or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We don't know what's in the package yet. We only know what's been reported. But I think what you're hearing from all of us on the call is that we have real concerns about giving away leverage now without getting some of the priorities that we need.
I was a Democratic rep. Her name is Jayapal, who is concerned about losing leverage. How can we get things in if we let this opportunity go by to fund the private citizens and the businesses that are in need of money during the fake of the coronavirus deal? And if you don't believe it's fake, let me play another clip before I get back to beating up on old sleepy, creepy Joey Fingers. But here's a clip. This is a hot mic moment in the White House briefing room. And what happens is, and I'm going to set the stage, two guys that are reporters, they walk past each other. One's got a mask on, the other doesn't, and that's the rest of the exchange. So hopefully you can hear this, but it's pretty telling when these people admit the numbers, the real numbers around the Chinese Wuhan virus and they say on hot mic it's a hoax.
What's up, Stacy? All right, man. Where do you go, baby? You take out the mask, Doug. The case fatality rate's at 0.1 to 0.3, according to
you. Is it really?
That's reassuring.
USC.
Everybody here has been vaccinated anyway.
USC and LA County Public Health have come up with a study. They found that there are 7,000 cases in California, but they really believe that there are anywhere from 221,000 to 442,000 people who were infected.
Really?
Yeah. So that makes it 0.1 to 0.3. Yeah. Is a study you came out with? Or?
Yeah, just give it to them. So it suggests that the case fatality rate is 10.
Wow.
Put you right in line with the 3.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it was a hoax.
I don't think it was a hoax.
Indeed, it was a hoax. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to a hoax. So I was talking about Joey Fingers being in trouble. Can't fundraise. Donald Trump's got a $187 million start over Joe Biden or whomever it would be, who knows. At this point, it's going to be Joey Fingers, right? But here's what Donald Trump did on the day that he got elected. And I wrote about it because I said, this was probably the stroke of, this is why I said to myself, we got a guy who knows what he's doing. On the day that Donald Trump was elected, officially sworn in as president, 2017, his campaign set up the Trump reelection campaign. Are you aware of that? The day he was elected, literally within hours, he established his reelection campaign. Breaking precedent. He changed the way political opponents engage in politics, and he did something. It was the most far-thinking thing that's been done. Most of the time, what Donald Trump was saying is, I'm not going to leave you any doubt. I'm running for 2 terms. And I'm going to start right now. He didn't look at it as, okay, let me get started, get through my first 100 days or whatever. He says, no, I'm already going to start. You know you're going to face me again, and here's what I did. But it was more than just, hey, Democrats, I'm in it for the long haul. It was, what did it do? It immediately meant he could start fundraising for his campaign. He could start setting up committees. He could start doing all the orchestration. And I don't even know what half the stuff is. But he could do it. But it also... I mean, it was such a brilliant strategic move that I can't even describe, you know, all the things. So here's what this thing says. In a letter to the FEC on January 20, 2017, Trump signaled his intention to run for re-election in the 2020 election cycle. He played the long game. He began amassing his war chest far in advance of the Democrats. And because the Democrats sailed on this rudderless ship, it took them a year to settle on, yet again, the worst possible candidate. The Democrats they go for the safety, right? They picked Obama because he was articulate and clean, and he didn't have the Negro accent. And it was the time, and they figured, we can make history, we'll get our guy in overwhelmingly, we'll pass crazy legislation, and it'll work. And you know what? It did. It worked to a T. There are many things that we got to undo because of Obama, and Trump is thankfully undoing it, but the Democrats ran roughshod over us. They had such an easy plight, they forgot to do certain things. They didn't go after immigration, right? Illegal immigration. They didn't go, yeah, let's make it legal, so do the border thing. There were so many things they were feasting over, judges that they were winning, EPA mandates, etc., that they didn't even bother. They were like, we'll get to that stuff next time. And they never anticipated that we were going to kick their butts in 2010 when we flipped the House. And I'm talking about flipped it big. And then got control of the Senate. They didn't anticipate that. Well, Trump has anticipated every move. And by doing what he did early on, he essentially made it to where 501c3s couldn't talk crap about him, because if they did, he would be able to fire back. You had to give him equal time. I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen. And as I said, Trump has never had trouble fundraising. But anyway, the Democrats finally committed to Joe Feckless. 20-plus Democratic candidates blew through what conservatively, I guess, is $1.5 billion. I think it's pretty safe to say. It took them a year to settle on the person who is nothing but an establishment Democrat who has the worst record of corruption and do-nothingness, second only to Hillary Clinton. And I would throw Barack Obama in there, too. So they chose him. Now, President Trump, while they're spending money, and there's a thing called burn, right? Cash burn. So these guys would collect millions of dollars, but they're burning cash. And you know why they were burning cash? Because each of them was attacking each other. They're all jockeying for media and on and on. Then you get Bloomberg, who came along and he bought up all the media and he jacked up the rates for them. Well, guess what Trump had done? Trump had already negotiated, we're going to want this time. We're going to want this much, you know, space. So in advance, he's buying up meat. He's getting stuff on the cheap, pennies on the dollar. Bloomberg comes in, buys it all up, spends $1.2 billion. You got Steyer spending hundreds of millions, more money than most people would. Nobody would spend this much money on a primary. And they both did. And they lost. And Trump's just walking along going, chuckling, whistling while he works. Anyway, the New York Times went on to say this. The sheer size of Mr. Trump's early advantage creates a unique set of financial and political pressures for Biden. He must find ways to both expand his appeal to small online contributors and attract huge 7- and 8-figure checks to the outside super PAC supporting him, all while sheltered in his Delaware home because of the coronavirus. And I'm curious how Biden's going to do any of this. He has no appeal. He certainly does not have the appeal of the 2008 Obama. And that's not even fair because Obama doesn't have the appeal of 2008 Obama. His fall from grace impacted every Democrat. And that fall is going to continue because the Trump administration is going to do a drip by drip reveal of all the corruption of Obama and the Democrats until they do. I can only imagine it's going to be an October surprise. That's all I can imagine. But things were so bad for Obama, for Biden, that Tiana Lowe wrote this in the Washington Post, and she said that the enthusiasm gap for Biden might be a good deal. Yeah. And she went in to talk about the number of people who support Trump. I'm talking about feverishly support Donald Trump versus Biden and so on and so forth. And the gap is the largest it's been in any president, in recent presidential history. There's not a bigger enthusiasm gap. Donald Trump's people are overly enthused and nobody can get enthused about Joe Biden. And what do you think's going to happen? You think that it's going to get better for him? Crazy. Biden doesn't want to make public appearances. Even at private fundraisers with rich fat cats, Biden needs his wife and his handler, that's the same person, by his side. Give Biden 2 minutes to speak, he will showcase his dementia front and center. Soon, he won't be able to hide his, quote, diminished capacity, even in sound bites. I quote myself, because I said this not long ago, that Biden produces not just intermittent gaffes. He makes gaffe after gaffe on top of gaffes, creating a gaffe orgy every time he appears in public. He's a gaffapalooza.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.